Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Steely Dan, bringing us back. Welcome back, 23 After the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. Then with my book, The Age of the Customer is ageofthecustomer.com. Have a great visit with our new friend, Janet Bodnar. She's editor of Kiplinger's Personal Finance Magazine, an outstanding magazine that I've been telling you about for a long time, along with the Kiplinger Letter, which I've been telling you about since 1999. And Janet, thanks again for being here. Kiplinger.com, K-I-P-L-I-N-G-E-R.com. Check out the website there and find out more about the letter and the magazine, Personal Finance Magazine, which has been around and was founded by the son of the founder, Austin Kiplinger, in 1949, as I remember, Janet. It was called Changing Times in the early days.
It was called Changing Times. Yeah. That's what it was called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not that I remember all that myself, folks, or anything. So, okay, we're talking about your article and the cover story for the magazine about why women are, when they are better. I won't say why they are better, but when they are better.
That's
seven reasons when women are better than men. Give us some more reasons.
Well,
and investing.
This is a real biggie. They trade less frequently, and this really kind of makes a lot of difference to the bottom line, because men tend to be, because as we were talking before, they tend to pull the trigger more quickly, and this is also applicable to when they buy and sell investments. They trade more frequently, and when you trade more, you incur costs, right? You got to pay commissions, even though commissions have really been going down. Still, there's a cost involved. If it's a taxable account, there may be taxes involved. And then if you're going to buy something new, there's commission involved in that end, potentially. So they just, that hurts their return. I mean, one of the cardinal rules of investing in Kiplinger that is preached by Kiplinger is keep your costs low, keep your expenses low. So the more you trade, the higher your expenses are going to be.
Because that just eats into your return.
And it eats into your return. That's exactly what happens. And all the research that I've done, when I wrote my Women in Money book, Money Smart Women, was published in 2006, although it's still available, thanks to the wonders of the web, still available on Barnes & Noble and Amazon. But anyway, I referenced a classic study on this that was done throughout the 1990s by two researchers at University of California, Berkeley. And they monitored portfolios over a six-year period, 38,000 households over 6 years in the 1990s.
Hmm.
And they found that men traded 45% more frequently than women, and as a result, they earned an average of 0.94 percentage points per year less than women did. So they almost lost an entire percentage point a year on their returns just because they traded more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then more recent studies that have shown, have borne that out. You know, some other pieces of research that were done in 2014 and 2015.
But is a woman more likely to be sentimental about a stock than a guy is?
You know,
do you know anything about that?
I don't know. I know this for sure. Women are less likely to sell or to panic in a down market.
Hmm.
They tend to hang on to their stocks in a down market. And that is partially because of what we said at the beginning.
Is that good? Is that a good thing?
Yes. Oh, yeah, because you don't want to sell out at the last thing you want to do is panic at the bottom and sell out because then
not the bottom, but I mean on the way, if it starts going down, a woman less likely to get out when
yes,
they should?
The good thing is she is less likely to dump her stocks just, you know, without thinking.
Right.
And generally that's you don't want to dump your stock. As we said at the beginning, if she or any investor, but if she in this case is more likely to have done her research ahead of time, she is more likely to have a, you know, pretty good investment that's worth sticking with, when things go south. And so you don't want to just panic and sell. Now, the flip side of that is at some point you do, as you say, you get sentimental. You as an investor can get sentimental about your stock. You can hang on too long. Now, back when I wrote my book in 2006, I've seen conflicting research on this. At that time, I saw some research that said that women are less likely to be sentimental about stocks, and that when they go up, they don't hang on too long. You know, they take their money and go. I saw that as a result, but I've seen other research that shows the opposite. So it's very mixed results on the way up. The question is, you know, do you fall in love with your stocks, and are women just as prone to men as men to fall in love with a particular stock? And I really, frankly, Jim, have not seen definitive research on that. Mm-hmm. We do know that they're less likely to panic at the bottom and sell at the bottom, but on the way up, do they hang on too long? Do they fall in love with their stocks? Mixed. Because circling back, they're less likely to trade. You know, they're less likely to sell, period. So
right.
That, you know, it just kind of feeds on itself. I mean, this is all...
What would you tell women? I've got about a minute left. Women... That's all right, you're good. What would you tell women to be a little more like a guy about?
I think they should have more confidence in themselves. I really do. Men do consistently express more confidence when asked about
even
their ability
to invest. Even when not justified.
Even when that is
and women,
true.
Women don't express confidence when they are justified.
When they're, boy, Jim, I'm telling you, we got to interview you for these things. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Men can just say, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing, even if they don't. And women will say, oh, I don't know what I'm doing here. This
women,
is beyond
ladies,
me.
ladies, please. Don't sabotage yourself.
Right, exactly.
You got a lot going on. You probably are 20% better than you think you are.
Mm-hmm.
And men are 30% worse than they think they are most of the time. Most of the time. But guess what? Sometimes that works.
And they meet in the middle.
That's right. That's right. They're good with the teamwork. Hey, Janet, give us a website again, please.
It's Kiplinger.com, www.kiplinger.com.
And her books are Money Smart Women and Raising Money Smart Kids. Come back again real soon.
Oh, I'd be happy to, Jim.
Janet Bodnar, ladies and gentlemen, with Kiplinger. She'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.